Okay, we're on the beginning of the second parak. The connection between this parak and the one before it, since it mentioned about Arayas and Haru Harorim Atluyim Besar, whatever, so the Mishnah starts with Ein Dorshim Be'arayas Bishlosha, and then goes on to the Halachas of Nogeya to Tumah and Tara, and to which have a lot to do with the Korbanos that are brought during Yontif. And the fact that everybody has to be tahor during Yontif, so that's the majority of the parak has to do with Tumah and Tahara, even though the first Mishnah is just a continuation from the last Mishnah, the parak before. Okay, Ein Darshan Be'arayas B'Shlosha. You can't darshan, a Rebbe can't teach Arayas with two people, himself and two other people. See, the Gemara discusses the means to three people or three people including the person who's teaching it. Although, Rebbe Gemara will discuss the reason. And Pashtus, this Mishnah is not Nogei L'maisa B'zman Hazeh. As they say, this is only when they learned Torah Shebalpeh, Balpeh. But now we have Svarim to learn from, the reason that we'll see why you can't do it doesn't really apply. V'lo B'maisa Bereishis B'shnayim, and you can't teach Maisa Bereishis. What exactly Maisa Bereishis is, the Rambam says Maisa Bereishis is the teva, nature of creation. Okay. I think it's called cosmogony, something like that. Cosmology, whatever. I think it's cosmogony. In any case, it doesn't make a difference because I don't know what either one means. So it means the things about the creation of the world. And Tosfos says that Maisa Bereishis is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of 42 letters, which is found in the Rashi Tevos of Onah V'Koach, and Pashtus using it, Maisa Bereishis, is using it in order to create things or whatever. How to do that you can't learn with even two people. Okay, so don't ask me to learn it with you. We won't. V'lo b'merkava b'yochid. Maisa merkava. Merkava is going back of Maisa Bereishis and Maisa merkava. Maisa merkava, the Rambam says, is the nature of the spiritual world, spiritual beings. And others say it means the names of malachim and how to use them in creating things. Can't even do that, b'yochid. Ella in Cain, ha'yachachum made me daito. Unless the person was a chacham who understands things on his own, doesn't need to ask questions, then he can learn these things even with the amount of people that we said you can't normally learn them. You can learn them even with that amount of people. As long as those people are chachamim who understand on their own, they don't have to ask questions. We'll see with the Gemara why that is exempt from the Isser, because the Isser doesn't apply if the person doesn't have to ask questions. Kola mistako barbo dvarim, a person who spends too much time analyzing or thinking. Mistakel means to look at something with a great amount of scrutiny. He scrutinizes these things too much. He can fleetingly think about them, but not to think about them too much. Is Rosli Loki Ilolo Bola Ola. Then it would have been better for him that he didn't come into the world. Rashi explains what the word Rosli means. Mala Mala, what's above. Mala Mata, what's below. Malitnim Umala Achor, what's before and outside. We'll see 1 second what the Pshat is. Bechoshalo Chosal Kvot Kolno, Rosli Lo Shalom Bola Ola. And anyone who doesn't have covet for the Rabbanu Shalom, better he shouldn't have been come to this world. We'll see Rashi. Ein Darshan B'Shlosha Shnayim V'Hu. Shlosha means two other people besides the Rebbe. B'Shnayim Echad V'Hu. And Shnayim means one more person besides the Rebbe. B'Yachid Ein Shom Elohu Levada. That's what we think in the beginning. All of this is a Havamina in Rashi. The Gemara Mefarisho. The Gemara will explain exactly what it is. Arba Dvarim, Hanin Mefarish V'Ozel. Person who scrutinizes these four things too much, better he shouldn't have come into the world. Mala Mala. So Rashi learns, Lamala means Mirakir Shah Rosh Yachayos. what's beyond this universe, the area above the heads of the chayis, that's the domain kibiyachol of the Rabban Shalom, and that's something that we have no hasaga to understand the Rabban Shalom himself. Most we can understand is the brios that the Rabban Shalom created, and the highest brios are the malachim that are closest kibiyachol to the Rabban Shalom, and that you're not allowed to learn in the way the Mishnah said not to learn. What is beneath them? Those things that are beneath this universe, beyond this universe, from below. Umalifnim, chutz l'mechitza sarakiyah l'mizrach, what's beyond the universe to the east. That's how Rashi learns. Umalachor l'marav, and backwards, west. In other words, you can think about things that are within our realm, but things that are out of the realm you can't, and we always explain, it's not that it's usher to do, it's impossible. A person has no hasaga to things that are outside his realm. Even the Rabbanu Shalom. The only way we can relate to the Rabbanu Shalom is within creation. The greatest name we have for the Rabbanu Shalom, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Mahave. He created the world. So from creation on, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can discuss how he relates to the world. But what he is, in essence, we have no hasaga b'chlal, and we don't even have a name for that. Call it Ein Sof. That's not a name. That means I don't know what I'm talking about. So we can't relate to the Rabbanu Shalom outside of the Bria. And we can't relate to the Bria, anything outside of the Bria that we are within. Because our minds don't have any kind of frame of reference for something outside of our realm. So therefore, it's not only Osir, it's just impossible. Tosfos, there's a Tosfos written into Rashi, and the Ar Tosfos says the same thing. We'll read in Rashi. Einol yachol lios mashapiru shamorim. What Rashi says is impossible. Mal lifnim chutz l'mechitz sarakiyo, mal la'ochor l'mayrev. That lifnim and la'ochor is talking outside the confines of the universe, to different directions. Why? Because the Gemara asks on this, lifnim u'la'ochor, then the part of the Gemara, bishlam u'mala mala mala mata, Umala ochr lachi el lifnim madahavi havi, right? Madamar says what's going to be afterwards. Okay, but what's lifnim means what happened already. What happened. What's it to be choker? Mashma, that's not talking about place, but talking about time. Lifnim and laochr means asking about the past or about the future. El alma malifnim kodim laolam hu. Lifnim means what happened before the world was created. And la'achor is what after the world will cease to exist or whatever. The obitosefta malifnim malachor mahoya umaosid lios. The Pharisee, the Tosefta says, lifnim and la'achor is in time, before the world and after what's going to be in the future. Ad kantosis. Okay. So Rashi learns that lifnim la'achor is in place, and Tosfos says from the Gemara is clear that lifnim and la'achor is in time. And Rashi, since we'll see the Rashi explains the mission according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so before the Gemara asked that question, it could be that the simple meaning of the Mishnah is with Neiman Bachar's place. Enochinami, the Gemara puts it into a different perspective. But from the Mishnah itself, with Neiman Bachar is mashma, more place than time. Koslo choslo kol kolno, Gemara meforesh mahi. The Gemara will explain what exactly it's referring to, a person who doesn't have covet for the Rabbanu Shalom. Rosu hulo, Tov yofa hayalo im lo bala olam. Be better he didn't come to this world. And even though it says that everybody better they shouldn't come to the world and remained in olam hava, right? But it says that a person who's a tzaddik, who uses this world properly, for sure better he should have come into the world. Even that kind of person, if he's not choshal kvod kol, no better he shouldn't have come into this world. Rosui, rosui, not roy. Rosui, Rashi explained. But omrani. Lashon Rachmanis. Rasui is a Lashon of Rachmanis. Kilomar Merucham Hu, it would have been merciful for him in Lo Bolo if he didn't come to the world. It would have been a mercy on him if he hadn't come to the world. The Dugmasa, where do we find the similar usage of the word Rasui? Dugmasa Vitoris Kalanim, El Elazar Vele Samar Benova Han No Sarim. Ruyim Hayu Lisar. Why are they called No Sarim? Because they should have been burned too. Elisha Risa Akosav Liaron. The Rabban Shem had Rachmanis in Aaron. So Risa, we see, is Rachmanis. Okay. Amras Bereisha Veloben Merkava Biyachid. Right? It says that you can't learn Maisa Merkava even Biyachid. V'hadar Amras Elim Kein Hayachacham Umeg Midaita. And then it says that a Yachid could learn it if he's a Chacham Meven Midaita. Right? So what does it mean? See Rashi, how he learns the Kasha. Amras Veloben Merkava Biyachid. Kivin Ziyachidihu. The Eino Shopeyam Bipia Rav Al Karcham Midaita Umeven. If a guy's learning this on his own, obviously he understands it on his own. Otherwise, what's he learning? He's not learning. He's wasting his time. Right? So a person, it says, you can't even learn this on your own, meaning that you're capable of learning it on your own, still can't learn it. And then it says that if you're capable of learning it on your own, you could learn it. So it's a stira, right? Al-Kari Daito, maybe, because this way. The other Amris, Elim Kein HaYachachan, or maybe Midaito, which means it's mutter. So it's a stira, right? Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Ein Dorshin Barayas Lishlosha. Not like Rashi said in the Mishnah, two plus him. Three aside from him. We're not counting the Rebbe in the Cheshbon. You're not allowed to teach three people Arayas. Velo b'maisa b'reishas l'shnayim. And you can't teach two people. Velo b'merkava, you can't teach maisa merkava l'yochid to an individual. Right? But, Elim Kein, or Yachachal, maybe, but if that individual that you're learning with, or the two, or the three, the Rishonim say, are people that understand this without having to ask questions, they're listening to the Rebbe, but they could understand it on their own, then you're allowed to teach them. Okay. Also, they say that, also, Mizman Hazeh, since we learn from Sfarim, the Isser is only when it's a teaching that's maso matin without any text. But if there's a text, you can learn Kabbalah, that's called Maisa Merkava, or Maisa Bereshis, or whatever you could learn, as long as it's from a text, and it's not constant oral back and forth. We'll see in 1 second why. Gemara says, Ein Dorshin Barayas Bishlosha. My time. Why not? Why can't you teach three people? Now the Gemara says, it means teaching three people. Okay? Rashi says, L'shlosha Levad Min HaDorish. Three aside from the person who is teaching this year. Below the Maisa Bereshit is the Shanai, and the Koshkin, the Shlosha. And Maisa Bereshit is even two people you can't, surely not three. Below the Merkava Yochid, the Talmud Yich Yochid. And Maisa Merkava, you can't even teach to one Talmud. Unless he would know this on his own. Elim Keho Yechachum Levmidai, Toshalo Yitzhtorek, Lishol Arav, Kishisapiklo. If he has any doubts, he doesn't have to ask questions. He understands without asking questions. Right? Because it's not proper to explain these things in great detail. It's, you know, Daila Chakima Beremiza. You can learn it Beremez, and the Talmud has to understand it on his own. And if he can't, then he may come to make mistakes. And therefore, he can't learn it. Okay. Verses like this. Ein Dorshin Barayas Bishlosha, my timer. It says ish ish by Arayas, right? That's two. Ish ish tre sher besoro chad, and sher besoro adds another one. So three people. What's it called? The lo sikra. Rachmana lo sikra vul the galus erva. So remes. Don't, if you have three people, don't, what's it called, be megale the inyan of Arayas. Yeah, it's a remes. That obviously doesn't mean that. Elameata the seed ish ish ki akal lo kov. Ish ish ashiite mizara lamolech. Hachinami? Are we going to learn that remez whenever it says ish ish? That you can't darshan by molech or what's it called, killa sashem? With two people. Elo hanomi boile l'rabos anochim. There ish ish comes to tell me that even goyim are chayiv on these things. Goy is chayiv on the killa sashem. It's one of the seven mitzvot of Bnei Noah. Right? And the goy is also chayv and avodah zara, molech. Shemuzor na birkas Hashem v'al avodah zara k'Yisrael. So Mara says, Hainomi mi baya leil rabbis anochrim. Shemuzor na l'arayis k'Yisrael. So if that's the case, we're going to darshan ish ish by those two to be mar begoyim, then by arayis also the ish ish is mar begoyim. Goyim are also chayv and arayis, also one of the Shev Mitzvei Noah. Yeah, well, so that can't be the source of why you can't darshan be arayis b'shloshah. Elam midchsiv ushmartem es mishmarti, ushmartem trade, shmartem minimum two people. Mishmarti is another one. Amar Achmona levilti asos michukos atoevos aila. right? It says, don't do that. So if you have three people who are mishmeres and mishmarti, don't darshan. Again, a remes. Elameata v'chsiv u'shmartim es ha-shabbos, u'shmartim es ha-mitzvos, es ha-matzos, u'shmartim es mishmeres ha-kodesh, ha-chinami, we're in darshan over there also, u'shmartim, only two people, not anymore. Elam Ravashi, my ein dorshin be'arayis b'shlosha, ein dorshin b'sisri arayis b'shlosha. What does it mean, ein dorshin arayis? You don't teach the secrets. And here we're not talking about esoteric secrets. It means the things that are not mefurish in the Torah of arayis. The things that are, that Chazal learned out, the Torah Shebal Peh, you can't learn them b'shlosha. And again, it's only when they learn Torah Shebal Peh, Bal Peh. Now we have it written down. But we'll see the reason doesn't apply. My time, well, what's the reason? Svarahu, it's something that needs a lot of thinking, a lot of understanding. Beitrei kiyasvi kamei rabayu, right, when there's two people sitting in front of the Rebbe, chad shoko v'tori b'hadith, one is discussing the inu with the Rebbe, and the other one, v'idach matz li'udnei l'gemorah. And the third person, in other words, the second Talmud, will listen to what the Rebbe and the Talmud are talking about, and he'll get what's going on. So if there's only two besides the Rebbe, both of them will pay attention. Okay? Tauta, but if there's three people, Chad Shokel V'Tori B'Hadi Rabbi, one will be discussing a point with the Rebbe, V'Hanach Trei Shokel V'Tori B'Hadi Adoni, and they won't be listening to what the Rebbe's talking about, they'll be talking to each other. Right? And in the end, they'll miss what the Rebbe said, and they'll make mistakes. And it'll come to be Matari Surim by our eyes. The Lo Yavi, my Karma, Rabbayo, they won't know what the Rebbe said, because they'll be able to engage each other in conversation while one of them is arguing with the Rebbe. But also, the Mishra Yisura Barayis, where it says, Yehochi Kol HaTorah Nomi, right? Kol HaTorah Kula, then. They'll be making mistakes, they'll be Matari Surim. Arayis Shani, no, we're more afraid by Arayis. The Omar Mar Gezel the Arayis Nafsho Macham Dosan Masavalehem. People have a vested interest in being Matari Surim by Arayis more than eating dam or chaylev or whatever. Right? Here it's more enticing. Yehochi Gezel Nami. If that's the case, there should be an issur of learning the intricacies of Gezel with three people, because they also have, a person has a desire to want to steal too. Where it says, Arayis, bein b'fon bein shalot b'fon. Arayis doesn't make a difference if it's in front of you at that moment or not, you have a taiva for it. And the Mepharshim explained, the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says what your eye sees is what you want. And if you don't see it, out of sight, you know, you don't want it. It says, Arayis, if you once saw it, then your mind brings it up even if it's not there now. Gezel is only when it's immediate. Right? You can steal something now, you want it. But if it's something that you once stole or once thought about or once had the chance of stealing, that Gezel doesn't have the same enticement as Arayis. So Arayis is being befana being shalovafana, nofish yitzre. So therefore it's a tremendous yitzhara, and therefore a person has a vested interest to make mistakes, not to listen carefully. So we're afraid that if he has that opportunity, he'll use it and make a mistake and think it's an honest mistake or justify whatever. Gezel, before the Nafish Yitzray, Shalom before the Nafish Yitzray, Gezel, where it's not right on the spot, and therefore we're talking about a shear, right? There's nothing right now that you've got to go rob a bank, right? Or there's something to steal. So therefore, the Yitzhahara isn't that great when it comes to Gezel. We're not afraid that he's going to make mistakes because he wants to make mistakes. Rashi. And therefore, if it's Talmud who understands on his own, doesn't have to ask questions, so he doesn't need the Rebbe. So he won't, what's it called, even if he doesn't hear what the Rebbe says, he'll still understand it. Okay. Okay. Ish, ish, and then el sher besor. Lo sikrivu shlosh techem zeitzel ze legalos tamin koshet arayis. The remez is, don't get together to be megala, meaning to uncover the hidden things of arayis. In other words, the things that aren't before us. The sisri arayis, she'enam afurashos. You go both vito mianusoso, like we had in the last parak, like things that are not before us. That's the connection between this parak this Mishnah on the Perek before. Before we're talking about the fact that there are things in Arayis and not Mefurish in the Torah, like Bito Asunos, the Anusoso. That if you have a daughter that's married not out of wedlock, she's also Osir, even though the Torah doesn't say that. Okay. The Im Chomi, the Im Chamosa. Also, you can't live, can't have relations with your, that's a euphemism. I remember once teaching in a seminary, and I said that you called, you're not allowed to live with them. Somebody raised their hand and said, how long are you not allowed to live with them? Right? In other words, what's it called? It's just for a day in the same house, or a month, or whatever. This was a girl who was, what, 19 years old. Okay, in any case, so sometimes euphemisms aren't good because people understand them literally. Okay. The Ein Chomer, the Torah doesn't say the Pharisee that you're not allowed to have relations with your father-in-law's mother, your, what's it called, wife's grandmother. Okay? In case you're interested. The Ein Chamoso, or your mother-in-law's mother. Right? The Nafki, the Masechta Sanhedrin Midrasha. The Gemara learns it out of Midrasha that those people are also. Shokel Vitari, Nosi V'Nosim Balochim Rabba. One of them will be arguing or discussing the point with the Rebbe, and then the other guy, if he's alone, so either he'll be reading a comic book, right, or he'll, what's it called, he'll listen to what the other one's saying. But if they have two people, they have the option then to talk to each other, and they won't hear what the Rebbe's saying, and they'll make mistakes. Matzli udne, mata ozno v'shomer divrein. He'll put his ear to hear what's going on. V'hein shomim es divri harab. Elikish ein shlosha, shakli v'toru hanach trei zemze, v'lo shomu mai da'omar rabba. The two who aren't engaged with the Rav, right, they're not discussing with the Rav, the other two will discuss it between themselves. V'lo shomu mai da'omar rabba. V'asu l'mishra yisura barayis al-yidei shelo shomu m'pi harab, kitzizor shel yisur. They'll miss the point, and they'll come to make mistakes. And since they have a vested interest to make mistakes, right? People have a tremendous taiva to live with their mother-in-law's mother, or whatever. Or, but any arayas is going to want to live after that, right? So the people have a vested interest to make mistakes when it comes to arayas. The Omar Mar Gezel the arayas Masnisim Basrais and Maseches Makos. This is found in the last mission in Makos. The Fonof Shuroy the Fonof Shokol Vixol. When a person is presented with an opportunity to steal, he has a tremendous yetzer hara. But when it's not presented to him, he doesn't fantasize about stealing. People don't go around the whole day fantasizing about stealing. If they have the opportunity, it's a tremendous yetzer hara. Arayas, people fantasize about arayas even if it's not right in front of them. Okay, right there. Menoni, velova maisa bereshis vishnai. Can't learn Maisa Bereshis to two Talmidim. Can't teach to two Talmidim. Minani Mile, the Tana Rabbanan, he sha'alna liyamim rishonim. Should ask about the days that came before, the original, the days of Maisa Bereshis. Yochid shoel ve'in shnayim shoel. Right? Sha'alna is masha, one person can ask, but not two. Yochid yishalot and kodim shenivra olam. I might think a person can ask questions of what happened before the world was created. Talmud Lomar lemin hayom asher bor lokim adam al haoretz, right? Yochol yishom adam sheishim bereishis. You shouldn't ask any questions about even the sheishim bereishis, right? Even about the teva of the world. Talmud Lomar yom rishon asher ufanecha. Only the things that were before you, right? Yochol yishol adam alamalam alamatam alafnim alaocher. Talmud Lomar ulemikzei hashamayim vaad kitzei hashamayim. Mikzei hashamayim vaad kitzei hashamayim atashoel. You can ask from one end of the heavens to the other. Notice within creation. And here from this part of the Gemara is Mashmah, it's all talking about place, like Rashi. So the Havamina was all place. Then the Gemara says that Lifnim and Lo'achar means time, not place. Some of the Mefarshim learned that what's also to ask about Maisa Bereshis or whatever are things that aren't provable. Things you can't prove that there's an Inyan of Emunah. So a person should not investigate them too much because there's no purpose to investigate them. You're not going to come to any kind of proof. It's an inyan memuna. The fact that the world was created and not always existed is something you can't prove. Right? Yeah. Mitzvah is to believe that or whatever, but to prove it you can't. So to investigate it too much, you're going to come to a dead end. So it's not kedai. Right? It can only lead to something not good, because in the end you're not going to come to any kind of proof. So anything that's not provable is better not to investigate that much. Anything that is provable, things that are that exist from Sheshis and Mevareshis, are things that are observable, things you can experiment on, things you can prove. So those kind of things kedai to investigate. Rashi, Minon emile de'en shnayim shon maisha bereshis, that you can't teach maisha bereshis to two people. Yochol yishol olam ha'yakodim shnivar olam. I think a person should be allowed to ask, or like we said, should be something that is possible to ask what happened before the world. Yochol lo yidrush v'lo yishol b'sheshis bereshis, to have a min bria sa'odam, who the yoy v'shusay, the who be'erev Shabbos nivar. From sheshis bereshis and on, what exactly maisha bereshis were, it's beyond our comprehension. But once the world was created, and man was put into the world, that's our realm. So from the creation of man and on, you're allowed to ask. Talmud Lomar, Yom Rishon, and Yom Rishon.